The state Senate has given its preliminary okay to a bill that would make changes to the state's early voting system, but its future still remains unclear. Senator Michelle Ugenti-Reda, a Scottsdale Republican, sponsored SB 1046, which says voters that get their ballots in the mail can only return it in the mail and not drop it off at a polling place on Election Day. Under the current system, early ballots dropped off on Election Day are among the last to be counted. This bill, Ugenti-Reda says, would speed the process up. She argued her point on the Senate floor yesterday.
Arizona has the very unbecoming distinction of slow, tedious results. So this bill addresses that by saying you can't drop them off anymore. Remember, the system is called vote by mail. We send it to you, you send it back. It's a popular system, I use it myself, but you need to mail it back. I can't think of anything more convenient than mailing back your ballot once you've received it. Presumably you've asked to participate in the system, which is elective, you're not forced to, because you find it convenient.
But Phoenix Democratic Representative Martin Quezada said the change would disenfranchise and confuse voters, which could lead to lower turnout. He questioned Ugenti-Reda to further explain her reasons behind the bill, and it sparked a pretty fiery exchange on the floor.
Won't this confuse voters more who have grown accustomed to holding on to their ballots, doing their research on all of the candidates, and then showing up at an early voting center or at the polling place on Election Day and dropping that ballot into the early voting box? Won't that actually create more confusion?
Mr. Chair, Senator Quezada, no, it won't. You made a lot of assumptions. You're assuming the same amount of people are going to go and drop it off. I don't know why you get to make that assumption. I'm not really sure what you're afraid of. People can adapt and adjust. The public is very smart.
Quezada wasn't alone in his concerns. Democrat Andrea D'Alessandro represents a rural part of southern Arizona. She says the bill would, quote, stifle innovation and put the burden of cost back on the counties. Money, she says, they just don't have. And she argued rural counties face problems an urban-focused bill does not take into account.
Cochise, Gila, Greenlee, La Paz, Mojave, Pima, Pinal, and my Santa Cruz County do not have the equipment nor the budget to see if a person has already voted. Voters in those counties will have to get in line and vote a provisional ballot. I know in Pima County, it takes more than five times the time to process a provisional ballot.
But Republican Sylvia Allen of Snowflake, a supporter of the measure, says it's a common sense change and would put the onus back on the voters.
We all have our own personal responsibility to see that we vote and that we vote correctly. And if we order a mail-in ballot, that's what we intend to do, to be able to vote by mail.
The Secretary of State reports more than 250,000 voters dropped off their early ballots at polling places on Election Day in November. The measure was approved on a voice vote in the Senate on Wednesday, but still faces a roll call vote in that chamber. And a pair of Republicans have said they do not plan to support it, which would lead to its defeat.